Welcome back to Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. So before the break, we told you what ski-joring is. It's a winter sport where a person is pulled on skis by a horse. And apparently, it is very popular. This weekend, the annual Wood River Extreme Ski-Joring Races kick off in Bellevue, bringing skiers and cowboys and horses together to have a good old time in the Wood River Valley. So here to tell us more about this are Josh Glick, Vice President of the Wood River Extreme Ski-Joring Association, and Hollis Lloyd, one of the riders, as well as a board member. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Well, I must admit, I had never heard of this until a couple of minutes ago. So, Josh, I want to start with you. How long have you been ski-joring?
I've been ski-joring for about 7 years now. I got into it after I saw my first race and was hooked. And we own horses, and my wife and I started playing around out in the pasture, and that's how it all started for me.
So had you, I know you said you got into it after you saw your first race. Did you happen to come upon the race, or had you heard of this before?
We'd heard of it before, and it's been in this valley for many years, and we just had never been, and we finally went one time and had a great time and wanted to participate and be part of it.
So, Hollis, how long have you been competing, but also how did you get started in this?
So I just started last year. So this is my second year doing it. You know, my wife had been in horses her whole life. We got into horses mm-hmm. like 3 years ago. And it's just something with me. I have a business and we shut down during the winter. And so I was trying to find a hobby other than snowmobiling to do. And it just kind of went hand in hand. You know, 2021, we wanted to go see a ski joring race, but it canceled because of COVID. And then mm-hmm. 2022, I just looked at my wife and I said, hey, do you want to try participating? And she goes, maybe. And so I just dug like Facebook, YouTube, whole shebang, and just kind of went heads deep into it. And it just happened. You know, the ski joring community is phenomenal. Everybody's willing to help. And just people showed me how to rig the saddle up. We rigged the saddle up and just started pulling my brother on skis and went to our first race. And then after that race, we signed up for four more and just have been going full steam ahead since then.
Okay. I like how you said you just decided to pull your brother, you know, because I have two boys and it would be my oldest that would be like, you know what? You try that first. Well, let's see what happens.
Oh yeah. I'm not crazy enough to get behind the horse. Those guys are nuts.
Okay. So Hollis, you are a skier though. So,
No, I'm a rider. Josh is the skier.
You're the rider.
I've skied, okay. But I'm not, like I said, I'm not well-versed enough to get behind a horse yet.
Okay.
And I am the skier.
Okay. So you're the skier. Okay. So I have seen videos of this and holy cow, you go fast. So, so Josh, how fast can you go when you're doing this?
You can go fast, but it's not all about speed because you have to navigate the course and be in control. And it's a team sport. And so it's the rider, the horse, and the skier all working together. And, you know, we can get up to speeds of 30 to 32 miles an hour. And that's the challenge in the sport.
And so we should give people a visual of this. So there really is like a course. I mean, you kind of have to go through, there's some jumps and there's things like that that you navigate through. So, so I was going to ask you a question then, Hollis. So as the rider, what's that like for you? Because I'm assuming you can't like be looking behind you at Josh, making sure that he's doing what he should be doing.
So that seems to be a mistake that I make at every first race of the year. And when I do that, I'm looking for
my skier. Is it
really
a mistake?
Oh yeah, I'm serious because I went to the second ski drone we went to this year in Big Sky and I was pulling a kid that was new to it. I didn't want to go too fast and I looked back at him over my right shoulder. And by doing that, I pushed on my right leg and my horse moves away from pressure and he went straight to the left and up the jump. Luckily, I corrected it. And my wife she's not riding this year because she's pregnant. And so I'm riding her horse too. And she politely coached me to not look backwards and just listen.
I like that. And you listened. So,
oh, yeah, I listened. After that, we did good.
Okay. Well, so I want to talk a little bit about the competition because, as we mentioned, Josh, you said you could get up to speeds of about 30, 32 miles per hour. I know that there are some jumps, but now are you grabbing rings when you're going this fast as well? Is that part of the course?
Yes, you're basically going from side to side on the course, and there on our course or our race course, we have two sets of rings, and each set has three rings. And you are going at speed, and you raise your arm and you aim for the rings, and you need to get all the rings or you get penalized seconds for each missed ring.
I am assuming this is not an easy sport. And so Hollis, when you are riding, I mean, now you said, you know, earlier this year, you had a skier behind you who was new to the sport. Do you always ride with different skiers, or can you, you know, throughout the season practice with someone? I mean, I would assume maybe that makes it a little bit easier if you're able to, you know, form that type of relationship.
Exactly. You know, fortunately enough, my brother, he's a really talented skier. We just won last week and won our second buckle, and he just bumped classes up to the sport division, which is there's novice, sport, and then open, which is, I mean, more novice, intermediate, and then pro. And he, fortunately enough, with being a team, you can get pretty consistent. You both know each other. But the thing with the ski jordan community that really got me hooked is it's unlike anything I've ever done. It's super friendly. I mean, it's not everybody's here for everybody to have a good time. I mean, I met a random guy last year in Bellevue at the registration, and we ended up winning first place and getting a buckle and snowboard. Never met him before. We decided to go, and we won by 2/100ths of a second overall between the 2 days. I mean, it's just a riot. You meet people, you stay in touch with people from all over the country. I mean, we've got people coming all the way from Pinedale, Wyoming to this race, and some from Big Sky, Montana. I mean, it's just a great community. And so you do get a chance to get new skiers and new riders. But if you're smart about it, it's just like anything, you want to stick with the team because it's a little bit more consistent.
Mm-hmm. And I am assuming, Josh, that this event is good for the local economy with folks coming from out of the area, not just to participate, but to watch.
Yes, correct. It brings in a lot of people to the local economy, to the community. A lot of the businesses benefit from events such as ski joring in the valley. And we really believe in, making it a community event. And we could not put on an event like this without the sponsors we get and all the people who help in the community putting it on.
So, Hollis, you know, you mentioned being in Big Sky, you have people coming from Wyoming. So is this a growing sport? Go ahead.
It's actually exploding right now. Typically, so there's about 10 to 11 weekends-ish of ski joring that you can have. And last year, there wasn't very many overlapping races. This year, there's a little bit of overlapping going on, which it pulls some of the competitors away. But you know, it seems to be exploding this year, you know, and my wife can testify that I am annoying when it comes to ski joring. I tell everybody and anybody about it, and it's just a riot. I mean, it's a blend of two different cultures, more or less, between you get your, you know, super Western cowboy guys, and then you have skiers, and they typically don't blend. I mean, there's a song, The Hippies and the Cowboys, and it's literally, I mean, it just brings two different classes together, more or less, and it just creates a great event. I mean, everything goes aside and it's just fun.
Well, I have to say, I mean, watching the videos of it, it looks like it would be a blast to watch. There is no way that I would get behind a horse and do, I'm not a good skier. I am not. I just want to safely get down the mountain. That's all I want to do. That is it. I mean, that is my goal at the end of the day. But I mean, I would imagine once people watch this, that it has to pique people's interest, because when you live in a place like Idaho, I mean, so many people ski. We have so many people who, you know, have horses, who know how to ride. And I mean, truly, it looks like a blast to watch.
Oh yeah. I spectated every race we go to. And I mean, they've got so many different divisions. There's the Pee-wee division, which I mean, are super young kids. They've got juniors, snowboard. It's just a growing sport. There's so many different divisions in it now that it really is. It's kind of taken off. I mean, it's just fun to watch for everybody. I mean, if you know people in the race, it's fun. If you don't know people, it's fun. You know, mm-hmm. usually the announcers entertain the crowd pretty well. You know, at our race, we have a stick horse race for the kids during in a break. I mean, there's a sledding hill, just all sorts of fun stuff. It's just a great community and family event, I think. I mean, it's just a lot of fun. And you have heard me say it's a lot of fun, and that's how I feel. I mean, I preach it.
So is there like a circuit then, like the rodeo? Because Holly, she said that it's about a 10 to 11 week, you know, where you go to races. So I mean, do you move up in the ranks? Like, how does that work?
There isn't really a circuit or an organization. You do travel, you know, you can travel for 10 weeks straight and go to a different race each weekend. And you compete in the division that you are matched in, I guess, the skill level. And you don't want to be in a novice if you're intermediate. Yeah. So you kind of place yourself.
Yeah. There okay. used to be sanctioned races and everything that way, but it kind of got, from what I understand, and I don't know the most about it, but it kind of fell apart just because the rules were too tight and it didn't work at every race. And so every race is a little bit different between the penalty times and the rope lengths and the course layouts. You know, our race that we do we preach safety, whether it's skier or horse safety. We have a straight track. The jumps aren't crazy, but it is a technical course in the sense of how we set our gates. You know, I've been to a couple races where they get a little dangerous and they're super tight corners. You have horses go down. We try to avoid that. And so I don't know if that's why the circuit kind of fell apart, but there's politics behind it too. So, I mean,
yeah,
but it's a lot of the people that are big into ski drawing hit the same races because there's money in the certain races that they hit.
So how do people see the competition this weekend up in the Wood River Valley?
I think it's going to be big this year. Cause I have traveled, this will be my fourth race for the year, fourth or fifth. And it's going to be a big weekend. I've got a lot of people coming.
Last year there were in the sport division, which is generally our biggest division. I think the top five finished within a second of each other. And so you can lose the race by a hundredth of a second. It gets pretty competitive.
It's just, on the skier side at the finish, they're pulling rope to try to get across the finish. And if you don't pull rope to get across the finish, you're losing by a hundredth of a second. I mean, it gets tight.
So the race itself is in Bellevue. So where exactly in Bellevue is the race?
So it's 81 Browning Lane, which is about 4 miles south of the town of Bellevue. It's out in the valley floor, I would say. We use we have a very generous landowner who lets us use his farm field, and we set the course up in the middle of that field.
And is there a cost, Josh, for people to watch, to come and watch the races?
Entry is $10 each day.
Okay.
And kids under 12, I believe, are free.
Mm-hmm. Some of the money, and so correct me if I'm wrong on this, doesn't it go back to the Wood River Valley High School rodeo team?
It does. And this year we are we're going to start talking with the ski organization that runs the Roto Run ski area in Haley, because we want to support skiers too, and the clubs that bring up the skiers, the youth, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to start giving to that organization this year.
Okay, before I let you go, I'm going to start with you, Josh. What's the best part of ski drawing?
The adrenaline. it's It's pure adrenaline. When you cross that finish line and you have a good run, you are on cloud nine. It is fun at the highest level.
And Hollis, for you, best part.
So, you know, I second Josh on the adrenaline part, but for me, it's almost more the community of it. I mean, just the ski door community, the people that put on the race, the organizers. I mean, every race I've been to, everybody is just friendly people. I haven't had a bad race. You know, I've had races where I raced bad, but I didn't have races where I had a bad time. So it's, for me, it's just the whole environment of it. You know, the competition's awesome, but just being there and helping people and having other people have just as good a time, whether you win or lose, it's a ball.
And you're both competing this weekend.
Josh,
I have to sit out this weekend. I twisted my knee and I'm going to play it safe and let it heal up.
Well, that's smart. But Hollis, you'll be on a horse.
Yeah, I'm running quite a few times. I think I've got 6 poles this weekend spread across 3 divisions. So it's going to be a fun one this weekend.
Well, thank you both for coming in and talking with us about this. I mean, honestly, I had no idea what this was. And I have to tell you, watching the videos, it looks like such fun to watch. I will not participate. Thank you both.
You bet.
Thank you.
Come on over and watch. It'll be a good time.
Oh my gosh, it really looks like it. We have been talking with Josh Glick, Vice President of Wood River Extreme Ski Touring Association, and Hollis Lloyd, a board member, as well as one of the riders on this weekend's competition in Bellevue. Now, we will make sure we put a link as well as some pictures on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org, so you can take a look at this for yourself. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.